Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here today, back to worship together with you in this church and also online. God has been good to us through this week and through the past several weeks that we have been meeting here, and God is still good. So let us be thankful for this opportunity that God has given us to gather together in His name and also online to worship. God has given us another day to live in this world. That's a blessing, because God wants us to be here to be a blessing to others. So that is why He gives us more and more days in this world. Let us be thankful for that. The announcements are back in the second page of your bulletin, if you want to turn that with me. Our birthday and anniversary celebrations are here today. We have a lunch after service. Please join back for the lunch after the service today at the fellowship. And also after the lunch, we will have a quick meeting of the preschool board. Those of you who are on the board have been invited for that. Please stay back, and we'll have a small planning meeting for that after the lunch. We still have opportunity to serve the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. The bin is back at the door here, or you can donate in cash, whatever way God asks you to donate. Please take part in that ministry of the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. The book, my book, is still available for sale, which will benefit the Piedmont Mission. Please buy. It's $10 that will go to the mission from that book. The address is listed there for those who are remote. Please use that address to send in your communications, written communications, or donations to the church during this pandemic time, especially when you are remote. Our September cooking class is scheduled for the second Saturday of September. So we are looking forward to a great cooking from Robert. And we are looking forward to that. And please join us for 10 a.m. Even if you don't know how to cook, please join us for a fellowship. And once you join there, you will learn something, and we'll have a good time eating after that. We have some good cooking classes before, and October would be Vicky, right? Second Saturday. Yeah, October 2nd Saturday would be Vicky. Okay. And then art classes are scheduled for the third Saturday at 10 a.m. Wayne is teaching that class. Please join that class as well. It's a great relaxing time for people who want to take a break from your regular schedules of life. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayer and participation. We need to pray for the church and also all the plans that we are doing for the church in the coming years. Let us pray that God will direct us, and the Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom to make the right decisions as we go forward. Please pray about the church, and also donate in cash or in your service, your time, or in any way you can serve. That will be a blessing. And we also accept donations by credit or debit cards. If you want to do that from home, go to our website. It's an online giving, and you can use any way you want, multiple ways of donating to the church. Gail and Kevin and family are traveling for their family get-together. Please keep them in our prayers today. And also Penny, our pianist, also is out of today with her family. So please keep them in our prayers as well. Are there any other announcements that anybody wants to add? If not, let us go to God and worship together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So if you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, "Because He Lives." We'll be singing 1, 2, and 3, and then chorus. It is page 364 in your hymnal, or you can follow the screen.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. such a home. A newborn baby, feel the pride and joy he gives. But bring us to
let us go to God in prayer. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather together in your name to worship you as your children. You are almighty and everlasting God who formed and created everything, seen and unseen. We come before you with giving you glory and honor, and we adore you for your majesty at this time, Lord. We join our voices with angels and saints around the world and in heaven, and all those who have gone before us who have praised you. You are the God of all generations and God of eternity. And we come to you, Lord, as your children. And thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us so we could call you Father, Lord. We thank you for the love that you have shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your Spirit, worship you in truth and in spirit today, to magnify your name, and also to commit ourselves to your hands so that we can be a blessing to this world. Bless this church, Lord, as we continue to look forward to your guidance, and bless us with your wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit so that we can be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do. Let your presence guide us today. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is time to greet each other. Please rise up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Let us continue worshiping together as we continue take our seats. The next hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Please remain seated for that. The choir will be singing verses 1, 2, and 3.
Anyway, so I started thinking about it in English.
I was just singing a melody and reading the melody notes and everything. And then in the church services, I started looking at the words and I thought, oh my God, these are all little sermons. They really are. And I just want to say, you know, you're missing out if you don't look at the words and read them and think about them. Okay? Maybe not now, but when you go home, get out your hymnal or whatever. And think about those words. Okay? Great is thy faithfulness. And it is.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not the compassions that fail not. Thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Now, if you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. It is Psalm 68, verses 5 through 10. In the holy habitation, God is father of orphans and protector of widows. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness,
the heavens were poured down on the water, the presence of God.
Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your heritage as it languished. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now where as a church family we bring our prayers of blessings together and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also we share our prayers of concerns and burdens together. Today is also the celebration Sunday that we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries or any other events that you want to join celebrating together with the church. Please share that as well. We'll have a special prayer for you. The regular prayer announcements are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please use this in your study desk or prayer desk and use this on a regular basis, on a daily basis, to pray for these things and also these people listed there. Some of the special call-outs that we need to continue to pray for Martha, as she's going back for another round of chemo. Please pray that God will give her the strength in her body and in her spirit. And he's very strong in her spirit. When I talk to her, Martha, you want to share something?
I'm doing good. I'm really at peace with everything. And I know the prayers, I can feel them. And I just thank everybody so much for them.
Okay. Thank you, Martha. Keep, stay strong, and we'll be praying for you. And God will be with you throughout this next time of treatment. And let's continue to pray for Jack. I know Miss Linda is here today. Do you have anything to share? Is he doing well?
He's doing okay. Today
okay.
is one of his good days.
Okay.
So far.
Some days are good and some days are bad, and we'll take it as we get it. Thanks
good.
Be to God for that. And pray for Linda also.
Yes.
She has a lot of things
yes.
going on in her plate. It's not easy, and we all know that. And Miss Lou also, we need to keep her in our prayers
yes.
as she went through the death of her husband. So please keep Miss Linda in your prayers to be strong, and we'll be there with you, and God is going to be there with you as well, Miss Linda. Are there any others? Yes. Terry?
Pastor, I ask prayer for my son who leaves for basic training on Monday.
Where is he going to be at?
Ian will be doing his basic training at Fort Jackson in South Carolina.
Okay.
AIT will be at Fort Lee in Virginia.
Virginia, okay. Okay, G.
Pastor, because of the time our country was in Afghanistan, there are actually two generations of service people who served in Afghanistan, and I'd like to put a lot of these veterans, because of modern medical science, they survived their wounds and injuries, but right now they're feeling disappointed or despair or something that their sacrifice may not have been for as much as they had hoped. We can pray for them. 23 veterans commit suicide every day.
Yeah, the situation in Afghanistan is really sad. We need to pray for that. God is in control, and I believe that, and we trust in an almighty God who can change things and make it for the better, and we hope that God is going to make everything for the better and it will be okay. But I'm more worried about the service people there. A lot of them already have given a lot, and we are asking more of them. So please pray for our military.
Pastor, we need to pray and ask God that the Veteran Administration do a better job of taking care of their veterans that make the sacrifices, because they don't do a very good job of taking care of their people.
No.
After the sacrifice.
Yeah, a lot of things
That's
are not
looking good. I know.
Let us pray for wisdom for these people who make decisions on these things. So we need to pray harder, even harder. The pandemic was threatening us, but now the situation is now different. Along with the pandemic, we have this situation in our hands.
Don't forget about the people that's in the line of Iowa. You know, they said that's going to become blessed rush now since 1850.
Iowa? Where?
Ida. The hurricane is down in the Gulf.
Hurricane.
Oh, hurricane. Okay.
Hurricane.
I talked with Gene Brown last week, and you had mentioned that in October you would like to have a homecoming where perhaps he could be on a computer and on the screen. He's very excited.
Oh, really? Okay.
And his daughter said she would try her best to arrange that.
Yeah,
going
yeah.
forward.
We'll talk about that then. Very good. Yeah, it is good to hear that he's getting his health back a little bit.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that is good. He was the former pastor of this church for years, and he's spending his time with his daughter in
Pinehurst, Georgia, down in South Georgia.
Yeah, South Georgia. So we wanted to have him preach to us one time, and we thought we could bring him up here, but his health does not allow that. So please pray that we can at least have an online message, a sermon from him one day. Glad to see Harry back here, and you're in good spirit,
Amen.
And he's looking really good. Continue to pray for that, Harry. Anything else? Okay.
You know, I just had a little request. One of the Catherine, one of the sisters who taught me in third grade, and I've known all my life from Catholic school. She just passed last week. After she was in her late 80s, so her name is Pat, Sister Pat Funderheim, and I just offered her.
Okay, that is Catherine, our admin who actually took over from Gail, and Gail is still here. She's training him her now. So Catherine, welcome, and also thank you for sharing your prayer request. Yes.
Can't access health. What about those homeless people who are sick and alone? And I just think I think we need to pray in gratitude for our wellness and in praying for grace for those who aren't well.
Thank you. As a pastor, I get to know a lot more reports every day. And really hurts me to see that things are getting worse. I didn't want to put a fear in your heart or anything, but I get emails every day from the reports that the bishop sends out. The Northeast hospitals, including Forsyth County, have been overcrowded for the last 2 weeks. And the ICUs are full. So they are not taking any more ICUs. They are not taking any more emergencies. They are sending people or ambulances to other places. So as of today, if you want to go to emergency, you might as well go somewhere down in south somewhere, or they will send you somewhere else if there is an opening. It's a very scary situation. About 8,000 cases have been reported for COVID as of yesterday, and out of that, 2,400 are children. And that is scary. And if they don't have a place to go when they are sick, you can see how that's going to affect our future. So please, please pray, and also be respectful to each other. Wear a mask wherever you can. I know sometimes it's difficult. If you are into getting vaccinated, please do. Whatever we can do to help each other and build our situations better. So let us keep God in our God in our thoughts all the time, because God is in control. So pray that God will take care of all of these things, and we know that He will. But we also have our part that God wants us to do. So please do that. Let us also pray for the healthcare workers. They are putting their lives at risk. Many of these hospitals are now finding that their staff are stretched way beyond their limit, and they start quitting. And see, when nurses and doctors start quitting and they refuse to come to the hospital, you think about another big problem coming. And we don't want that. Let us pray for them. Let's pray for the doctors. I just got a report from Northeast Georgia Medical Center director, sent out a report to all the local community pastors and also other leaders of this community about the situation that she's facing, because her staff is stretched to the limit and they eventually will don't want to work anymore. That is not good. If the hospitals start closing their doors, we don't have a place to go. So please, please keep them in our prayers, and it's a lot of things happening out there. But we have gone through one stage in the beginning like this, but we know how to handle it. But let us pray that God will give us the wisdom and the timely obedience to do the things that we need to do. Let us also keep our service workers in our prayers, our fire, military, and the delivery workers, the trash workers, a lot of people working day and night, putting their lives at risk in the pandemic while we are being served. So let us be thankful for their services and also pray for them and their family's safety. Let's pray for our church as we plan for a preschool. A lot of planning has been done, particularly Margaret has been working with a director that we hired as a consultant who is working with us. We want to see if we can expand our activities to the community and may start a children's ministry. That's what we are trying to build up. Without children, there is no future for any organization or church. So we are trying to get some children here, a new generation that we have to build up. So that is what we are planning and praying for about through this preschool. And if God wills, we should be able to start anytime soon, in a couple of weeks, God wills. So please pray for that as well. Are there any other prayer requests or call-outs? If not, let us go to God in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Eternal and loving God, we thank you for your grace that you shower upon us every day. Even when we have been unfaithful, you have been faithful to us, Lord, giving us all the things that we need in our lives, our health and strength in our bodies, all the material and spiritual needs that we have in our lives. You meet us every day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here today in this time and age, to be a blessing to this world, because you gave us a life in this world as a gift. And thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. We thank you for that. We particularly remember those who have celebrated their birthdays and anniversaries, and also any other special joys and celebrations that we had in our life in this month. We thank you for all of that. We thank you for a renewed year, a new year in their lives, and we pray for your continued blessings upon them. Lord, we at the same time come before you as broken people, broken in various ways, in bodies, in souls, and in spirits, in, because of various things happening around us. But we know that you are the one who created us, and you can make us whole. We know that you will hear our prayers, and you will give us your grace at the time that we need, at the appropriate time. When we are lonely, you are our friend, and when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us peace and comfort. We particularly lift up those whose names have been listed here, especially we pray for Martha. She is going back for another round of chemo treatment. Be with her, Lord, as you had been with her in the past, so that she can have a complete recovery from the cancer. Give her, Lord, the grace and the strength in her body and in her spirit. And thank you for a strong faith that you have given in her heart. Continue to bless her and Rich as they go through these problems. We pray that your comforting presence be with them. We pray for Jack as well as he's going through the dialysis. And thank you for Miss Linda as well. She's here today with us. Bless them with your peace, Lord. And we pray for your healing for Jack. Above all, we pray for peace that passeth all understanding to guard their hearts and minds every day as they go through this difficult time. We pray for Eddie as he is also in a nursing home in some place. We pray for that. Pray that your grace be upon him and your peace will guard his minds and hearts wherever he is, and also his family. We pray for Terry's son Anne as he is starting his basic training. We pray that your special grace be upon him and all the cadets that who are starting with him. We pray for your grace upon them. Then we thank you for their commitment and the dedication that they have shown to serve this country and us, Lord. We pray that you'll bless Ian as he is going through this training to have a blessed future, that will be a blessing to this country and also for us. We pray for those who are affected by the hurricane at this time. We pray that your special blessing be upon them, and also we pray for your protection as it comes through, that it will not do any more harm, Lord. We pray for your guidance and safety during this time. We pray for our military veterans, Lord. As we heard today, a lot of them are becoming really frustrated and disappointed. I know we, as a country, have many times did not stand up to the expectations of our veterans. We pray, Lord, that you give us the wisdom and the people who make the decisions to make the right decisions to help our veterans who protected us when we needed them. And now they need us, and help us, Lord, to be faithful to them and make the right changes at the right time. We pray for our president, our nation as a whole, that we pray for wisdom and guidance that they need at this time, especially during this Afghan problems starting to come up. Lord, we pray that you control it and take control of the situation and give the people your guidance and the wisdom to make the right decisions, that it will not start another war. We pray for our military there, particularly those few people who are left to protect the airport and the embassies. We pray for their safety at this time, Lord. We pray that you will be with them and protect them until they come back home safely. We pray for all of our service personnel who are at risk and at harm's way. We pray for our fire, our police, our service people, our delivery workers, and a lot of other service people who serve us every day. We pray that your special blessing be upon them and their families and keep them safe. We also pray for what Catherine shared about the death of her friend. We pray for their peace in their family and guide them in the future, Lord. And we pray for our community at this time, especially struggling with various things about our medical facilities. We pray for our doctors and nurses and our facilities around us. We pray for your guidance so that they can continue serving us. We also pray for Ed, who is suffering from COVID. We pray that your blessing be upon them and your healing hands will touch him, Lord. We pray for Gene Brown, as we heard that he's feeling better, that we are looking forward to having a sermon from him, a special Sunday to have a homecoming. We pray for your wisdom and guidance, and bless us with your guidance, Lord. Bless us as a church today, Lord, as we look up to you for your guidance, that you will give us the wisdom to go forward with the vision that you have given us, to be in this place at this time, to be faithful in the mission that you have given us to do, especially with our preschool that we plan to start, and also the children's ministry. Help us to grow the church and to be more engaging in the community and to be a blessing here and also to this world. Bless us today as we worship, Lord, that your presence be with us and your people will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord who taught us to pray Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to give back to you from a portion of what you have blessed us with. Thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. Something that, a lot of things that we cannot buy for money. The peace, the joy, the strength in our bodies, in the health and strength you have given us, Lord. These are all things that we take for granted, and we thank you for that. As we come before you with our offering, we pray that you will take this offering and bless this to be a blessing to this community and around the world. Use this, Lord, to bring salvation to many people and transformation in the lives of a lot of people in this world. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning we have a solo. It's going to be done by a very special lady. Lou is going to sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And it's going to be a little different than you're used to. So please sit down and listen.
Yeah, please be seated.
Again, I'd like to say good morning to everyone. And it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And this song that I'm singing is it's a special meaning to me. Excuse me, sometimes I might be getting a little emotional. But I know some of you have been sitting in the seat that I'm sitting in for the last month. And now you find this time in your life that you're going to, if you haven't experienced it, you will. Believe me, keep living. You will experience it. That you're going to need an arm to lean on. Now, you might run to father, but he's gone. You can run to mother, she's gone. You can run to your brothers and your sisters and your family, but they are all busy. But I'm going to tell you something about a man this morning that's never busy. His door is always open and his phone line is always open. And that is that man from Galilee. You can always lean on him. And as I attempt to sing this song, I want you to just think about the words.
What a fellowship, what a joy divinely.
Please keep her in our prayers. Now, if you are able, please stand for the scripture reading, which is taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verses 9 through 17. Please stand if you are able. Okay, let me read that from the New International Version. I thought it was going to be on the screen, but unfortunately it's not there. So let me read this. Hathach went back and reported Esther what Mordecai has said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death, unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back his answer, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, "Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the eternal living word that came to this world and dwelled among us and lived among us in flesh and spirit. Bless us, Lord, today with your word as we come before it, that it will be a blessing in our lives and also a blessing to this world through our lives. Give us an obedient spirit and a humble mind so that whatever you speak to us, Lord, that we will obey with a humble spirit. Bless us with your wisdom to see the hidden truths spiritual truths behind the words and also illumine our souls that we will be receiving your word with power of the Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Esther is a very interesting book. I don't know how many of you have read it. It's a book in the Old Testament. It's a very small book with giving a very short history of a particular time of Jewish people. It is a story of an orphan girl who saved a nation by acting at the right time. The author of the book is not known. Some people say that it is one of the characters in it, Mordecai himself wrote it. And some people say it's like when Ezra or Nehemiah wrote this book, because the style of writing is similar to what Ezra and Nehemiah have in their writings. So we don't know who wrote the book. And it was written about somewhere in the 460 BC. Somewhere around that, when the people of Israel were spending their time in captivity in Babylon. So that's all about the book, the background of the book we know. The history is that the people of Israel were taken over, the country of nation of Israel was taken over by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. And then during that time, it was around 600 BC, during that time, Nebuchadnezzar found that many of these Jewish children, the young people, were very smart and very intelligent. And they were very good at skills like art and painting and science and technology. So he decided to take a lot of them captives and took them over to his kingdom to use them. And if you remember the story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, these are all the young children he took over and took them to Babylon to train them in their culture there. So a lot of people were taken captivity and took them over to Babylon. And many years have passed, probably about 100 years have passed when this story of Esther is happening in Babylon among the Jewish community. So a couple of generations have passed since this happened. This was written in Hebrew. The original writing was found in Hebrew. Particularly, it makes sense because it was written to the Jewish people to record the origin of a certain festival the Jews still celebrate called the Purim. The Purim is a festival that they celebrate to celebrate victory of good over evil. So in this story, the key characters are Esther, of course, that orphan girl, and King Xerxes, who was the king at the time in Babylon. Even though the Babylon was taken over by Persia, he's the Persian king now they are under. And then Mordecai was Esther's cousin. He was an older person than Esther, but somehow Esther was found to be an orphan without parents. So Mordecai took over Esther and raised her as if like a father. They're cousins, basically, but Mordecai is one of the key characters in this story. And then there is Haman. Haman is one of the evil characters in this story, where he was in the court of the king, who was plotting against the Jewish people. So this is the structure of the story that we are discussing here today. But this is the only one book that God's name is never mentioned. So you cannot find the name of God in this book at all. That's the only book in the Bible. But surprisingly, God is the main character in these events that are taking place, even though God's name is not mentioned there. So if you ask me who are the characters in this book, God is the main character of this book. And the rest of them are the other characters that God had used in this book to win victory over evil. The historical significance I told you is about the Purim festival that they do. The Jewish people still celebrate that. The Purim, the word means lot. So because of the plans and the trickery that was plotted by Haman, the evil guy who was close to the king, to destroy all the Jewish people, he decided to set a lot, set a date to kill all the Jews in that kingdom. And he got approval from the king to do that by his influence. So instead of picking a date, he decided to cast a lot to pick a date. And so the name Purim means lot, picking a lot from a cup or a folder where you have picking lots to figure out a date for this particular killings that they want to do about the Jews. So it turned around that God used that opportunity to destroy the evil, and the Haman who plotted this evil against the Jewish people was eventually put on death on that same day instead of the Jewish people. That's why the Jewish people celebrate. It's an ironic festival because they are celebrating Purim, who means lot, that was actually cast by Haman, the evil guy. Jewish people are celebrating to win the victory because God used that lot to save the people. It actually was intended to destroy the people. God used the same lot to save the people. So this is the background of the story and the gist of the story as you come before this. But when we read about the passage that we read here today about Esther, an orphan girl who was being raised by Mordecai in this Persian kingdom or Babylonian kingdom, which became later on as Persian kingdom, the Persian king was looking for a new wife. Surprisingly, that turned out to be an interesting event too, because the king was very excited about the beauty of his wife. And Vashti, that's what her name was, his queen. So he decided to have a big party for all the people, of the royal people and the big people of position and power. He gathered and invited all of these people to show the beauty of his wife, to celebrate that. But lo and behold, the celebration, the party, the queen refused to show up. She refused to show up. I don't know what the reason was, but the king got so furious, he decided to throw away her immediately and started looking for a new wife. So when he started looking for a new wife, he sent message to all the messengers around the world to look for a new wife and asked people who are interested, young girls who are interested in becoming the queen, to apply for it. And Mordecai thought this was a good opportunity, that Esther might be a good candidate. So he encouraged Esther, a young girl who didn't have father or mother, but Mordecai was her whole guardian at that time. So he encouraged her to apply for it, and then she was selected. A Jewish girl was selected for a Persian king to be the queen. Look at how God works through the events in our lives, even when we least expect it. An orphan girl who had nothing to hope for in her future. I don't think she had any big dreams or plans, because she knew there was no meaning in having any dreams. But here, God has a special dream for that particular girl. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations like that. We think that our future is bleak and our future has nothing to look forward to. There is a God who is planning a better dream that you can ever dream of. That is how God is. God, if you look back in our own lives, that is the experience that we all have, remember? Things that we have gone through, it turned out to be better than we have ever dreamed of. God is a God who will give you the best that you can ever dream of, more than you can ever dream of. So that is why Esther was selected and she became the queen. A young girl became the queen. Then all of these things, evil things, started happening around her. She is having a good life as a queen in the palace. Then this Haman, who was the administrator of the palace there, did not like Mordecai, because Mordecai also was a little official in that palace for some job that he had there. But Haman did not like Mordecai. And Haman wanted all the people to bow down before him. Every time he walked by, he expected everybody to bow, especially the Jewish people. He expected them to bow before him. And Mordecai, being a Jewish person raised in his faith, they are not allowed to bow before anybody other than God. Even the king, you know, remember Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego? That's how they are. They're taught like that, they're raised like that. And Mordecai said, no, I'm not going to bow before you. And Haman became furious. So he decided to cast a plot, and he made a plot against Mordecai. And not only just Mordecai, he wanted to kill all the Jews, because he knew that the Jews are going to never worship or bow down before anybody. So he wanted to destroy all the Jews, because he knew, he found out that Mordecai was from Jewish background. So he influenced the king, and then king made an edict, and go do whatever you want to do. And he gave all the power to Haman to do it. And that's when he cast the lot to pick a date to destroy and kill all the Jews. But before that date came, Mordecai knew about this plan, and she sent a message to Esther, who is the queen. And that's the passage that we read here today. At such a time as this, God has placed you in this place as such a time as this with a purpose. So please remember that since you are in a better place and you know you are safe as a queen, there is a whole lot of nation, a whole lot of people from the Jewish nation that are going to be perished. Do not think that you alone are safe. This is the time that you have to rise up and act. Esther was caught in the middle. She has a good life, a comfortable life. She doesn't have to worry about the Jewish people. She doesn't have to go through this difficult situation to tell the king to change his mind. It is going to be a difficult thing, because to change the edict of a king makes a big, big effort. It needs a big effort to do it. Sometimes if the people who try to change the mind of a king can be killed. That's what Esther said, you know, usually people don't go to the king with requests, even if it is the queen. If you are not invited to the king, and the king is not in a good mood, he's going to kill them if you are going to visit the king uninvited. So she did not have an invitation to go to the king, but then Mordecai said, this is your opportunity. Take it or leave it. And what are you going to do? And then Esther said, Mordecai sent a message to Mordecai saying that, ask all the Jewish people to have a fasting and prayer. Then I will go to the king. I will put my life at risk and go to the king and ask for a different edict to be sent out. So that is what happened here. So in this situation where Mordecai challenged Esther, the queen, with the famous words, do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jewish people will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance of the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to this royal position for such a time as this. If you were to ask me, if I were in a position like that, I would rather be silent, because I have a comfortable life. Silence can be deafening sometimes. A lot of times we try to be silent when we see evil and injustice around us, thinking that it's not going to affect me, it is somebody else's problem. The silence of the majority is very, very deafening. But hearing this, like I said, Esther decided to take a stand, and he wanted all the people to pray for her. And then she decided to go to the king. And eventually she told the king, when he was ready to listen, he told the king about what Haman did and what the evil that Haman had plotted to kill all the Jews, and she explained all of that to the king. And then the king got so furious, and in a rage, the king ordered Haman to be hung on the same gallows and on the same date that Haman was plotting to kill Mordecai and his people. That is what the festival of Purim is. How God turns around an evil to take it around and make it good for his people and be a blessing to his people. So if we trust our God, no matter what we are going through or what we see in front of our eyes, it may not be good or it may not be that happy. But there is a God who can take that very thing that you are afraid of and take it, make it a blessing that you will enjoy and be a blessing in your life. Not only in your life, but also in the life of many, many others in this world. That's why it says that it is the story of an orphan girl who saved a whole nation. If she had kept silence and took her own business and say, I don't want to get involved, you handle it, it would have been okay for her, but who knows what would have happened to the whole country of nation of Israel and herself eventually, because she was of Jewish origin. Who knows what's going to happen to her. So Esther's role reminds of the fact that God has a unique purpose for each and every one of our lives in this world. I had the opportunity to attend a baptism yesterday, a little girl by name Hannah. And when I spoke there, they asked me to preach a sermon there. And God gave me a good sermon to preach. And the big thing that I was pointing to them is that Hannah is a blessing to this world, because Hannah is the one and only Hannah in this world that God has ever created, and there will not be another Hannah ever that he will create. There is no other Hannah in the past. There will not be another Hannah ever in the future. Each of us is like that. We are uniquely created to be here in this world at this time for a purpose. Don't think that we don't have a purpose, I don't want to get involved, I don't have a ministry, I don't have a gift. That is not true. We are all given as families, we have all given us opportunities and circumstances and churches here, wherever we are. God has placed us in this world at this time with a life, with a purpose behind it. And do not be silent. When we see opportunities, we have to be bold enough to stand up and do that with the courage that we have to do it. So remaining silent is not an option for a believer. Amen. Always get up and do whatever God is showing us to do. Archbishop Desmond Tutu said like this one time, a man dies when he refuses to stand up for that which is right. That is when death happens. When we refuse to stand up, and we refuse to do what God has given us to do, our life is not alive anymore. It is just like a dead life. So we must always take the stand wherever we need to. And neutrality or being silent is not a good option for God's people. Remaining silent in the face of a need or ignoring the need of a brother or a sister is a sin. We cannot just walk by seeing the need for somebody who is struggling in any way, and we have the opportunity to help. It is a sin if we don't help it. So as a young orphan Jewish girl living in this particular situation, Esther could have never imagined that she would become the queen of Babylon. So our situations are like that. We could have been taken away from this world many times, even though we don't know. But God has given us opportunities one after the other. And it is our time for us here to act and stand up for what God has given us to do. God is good all the time, and He is not going to fail us with His goodness. He's always there to take care of His children's needs if we trust in Him. And recognize the opportunity that God gives us every day and use it. Use it timely and do not delay. If Esther had delayed a little bit, it would have been disastrous as well. So do not delay what God has given us in our spirit. We have opportunity in our church to do many ministries, volunteer for whatever things that we want to do or God has given to do in your heart to support our church. Many times we have a lot of other things in our lives that we give priorities to. But many times urgent things are not as important as God's things are. Sometimes we consider urgence and importance. We don't know the difference. A lot of times phone calls seem to be very urgent. But how many phone calls are going to be important? Because you are tempted to take it and answer it because you think it is important. But phone calls are not important. Facebook, social media, TV, whatever time that you feel important, are they really important in our lives? Or we have to reprioritize some of the things in our lives. And then Esther's story is a very good story. If you have time, go back and read that whole book. It's a very smart book to give you the inspiration to do whatever God has given us to do and the opportunities to use it. May the good Lord give us the courage to stand up and do whatever we need to do at this opportune time that God has given us to do. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. Our closing hymn is My Hope is Built. It is in page 368 of the hymnal. We will be singing verses 1, 2, and 4. If you are able, please stand.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest strength, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness faces, lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh may I then in Him be found. Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
People of God, go in the knowledge that God is a good God. We'll turn around our things that we are afraid of and turn them around to be blessing for us and for others through us. So trust in a good God as we go from this place, that He has everything in His control. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in singing this chorus.